Well, I think the first question is to do some assessment of how systemic the issue is. So if it's an individual employee issue, then it's pretty obvious that a blanket blast or memo to everybody about that kind of issue or behavior is not necessary and probably inappropriate, could confuse people, and it's best just dealing with the particular people involved. But if there's a sense that it's a broader systemic issue, and particularly if it's an issue about kind of the core values of the organization, on why the organization exists, what we're really there to do, what's expected of everyone, then I think a broad communication and a deep discussion, a continued discussion about that and about standards and values is entirely appropriate. So when I look at that particular situation at Census, I mean, I don't really know much about it except what I saw in the article, and it does appear that there could be some broader systemic issues that get to fundamental questions about what it means to be an employee there and to be part of the organization. So I do think in that case a broader communication is entirely appropriate.
It is easier now than ever to make somebody who doesn't necessarily have to be in on information, to bring them in on information. I can forward you an email in seconds where I used to have to make a photocopy and mail it to you or fax it to you or whatever. I had to go to some trouble. It is no trouble now to forward an email like this. Does that mean that the rules for responding to a challenge like this are different?
I mean, I think they are. I mean, there's probably, you have to be aware that if you send out something like that, it's going to end up in the hands of lots of people. So part of your calculation is how important is it for us to have a public discussion of this? And if the conclusion is it's really important for us as an organization to have this public discussion because we all need to be part of it, then I think you kind of live with those consequences.
Is there a fine line between telling employees things that they need to know and just kind of restating the obvious? I mean, to be honest, it seems in my view, I'm not going to ask you to comment on this specifically, but it seems obvious to me that you don't sleep in the main office of the building that you work in. So that's one of the reasons I thought this was rather curious. How does a manager make that decision, really?
Well, I agree. I think it should be obvious. But that's perhaps all the more reason to talk about it because it apparently wasn't obvious. And I guess part of the reason in my mind for talking about it publicly, is that there are more people involved than the employees doing it. There obviously were supervisors involved who, perhaps were aware of it or should have been aware of it or should be communicating directly to their employees that that's not expected and correcting those situations when they do occur. So part of the value of a broader public discussion is it starts to hold more people accountable, including mid-level managers who may have a role in further communicating or talking about the issue with their employees.
What's the lesson that I, as an HR official in government, should learn? Or not even necessarily just in government, but what should I learn? What should I take away from this about the messaging more so than the actual instance itself?
I mean, I think I would certainly be aware that in any kind of a message like that where you're sending out a memo to the whole workforce, that it is going to end up, it could end up on the front page of the Washington Post. You should just be aware of that. But not let that make you gun-shy, not let that make you avoid communications such as that when they're important and when they're needed to get your whole workforce, your managers, everyone focused on an issue and mobilized to address an issue.
Is it also possible, too, that the person that sent this said it with the full knowledge that it could wind up being talked about on Federal News Radio or wind up on the front page of the Washington Post, and that was part of the reason it was done? Maybe we shouldn't sell the Census Bureau short.
I that could be possible, although I'm not sure. If I put myself in that person's shoes, I don't think that's why they would have done it or what their agenda for doing that would have been. I mean, I think that I assume it was done for exactly the reasons I say, which is to communicate clearly with the whole organization about what's expected there.